Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Challah. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Vav and parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that dough that is cooked in water is putter, is not obligated in challah. Now we're going to deal with cases where the dough was first cooked, but then it was ultimately baked. So the question is it going to be putter from challah because it was first cooked, or is it going to be obligated in challah because it was ultimately baked? Says the Mishnah, Hame'isa. When it comes to me'isa, me'isa again is a bread made by pouring flour into hot water and then baking it. So it's first cooked and then baked. What's the halacha? Beis Shammai potrin. Beis Shammai exempts it from challah because according to him, at the end of the day, such bread is considered cooked, not baked. And therefore, cooked bread is exempt from challah. So here too, the me'isa is going to be putter from challah. U'beis Hillel mechayvin, but Beis Hillel obligates it in challah because according to Beis Hillel, because me'is is baked at the end, it is considered baked and therefore it is obligated in challah machlokas between Beis Shammai on the one hand and Beis Hillel on the other hand. Now we're going to discuss another type of bread that is first cooked and then baked, says the Mishnah HaChalita. Regarding Chalita, which is like this bread made by pouring hot water onto the flour and then baking it. Here too, it's first cooked and then baked. Beis Shammai now, Mechayvin, which is the opposite of what we just said in the previous case. Beis Shammai obligated in challah because it's baked at the end and therefore it's considered baked and obligated in challah. U'Beis Hillel Potrin, but Beis Hillel is exempt from, rather, Beis Hillel says that it's exempt from challah because it was originally cooked, therefore it's considered a cooked bread, which is exempt, which is putter from challah. Now, what's interesting here is that this, like I just mentioned, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when it comes to Me'isa, first Beis Shammai says that it's potter from challah, and Beis Hillel says that it's obligated in challah. And then when it comes to chalita, Beis Shammai says that it's obligated, and Beis Hillel says that it's potter, that it's exempt. Which is odd, because both me'isa and chalita are basically the same, a little nuanced, a small difference, but both of them were first cooked, and then they were baked. So why would they hold it differently? So the Gemara actually, Maseches Psachim, on Daf Lamed Zayin explains that it's actually not the way that our Mishnah says it here. Really, these two machloksim are two different versions of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to the first version, Beis Shammai would exempt you from challah and Beis Hillel would obligate you in challah. And according to the second version, Beis Shammai would obligate you and Beis Hillel would exempt you. It's a machlokas in versions, but both me'isa and chalita would have the exact same halacha because again, they're both cooked and then baked. So the question is it obligated in challah or not? Continuing now, as we begin a new discussion, now we're going to be discussing two different karbanos. One karban is called the karban toda. When a person is saved from various dangerous situations, he brings an animal as a karban toda offering. We're also going to be discussing the part of the karban, the offering brought by a nazir, a person who becomes a nazir, separates from wine, from grapes, and some other things, haircutting, and so on. Once he completes his time as a nazir, he brings certain animals as well as karbanos. Now, the Torah actually obligates a person bringing either a karban toda or the nazir, the carbon brought by a nazir, to also bring various types of breads along with the animal that he's bringing in as part of the process, again, as a nazir or as a someone who was saved from various situations. And now we're going to discuss the challah obligation of the breads associated with the carbon brought by a nazir and the carbon brought by someone saved from various things and therefore bringing a carbon toda. Says the Mishnah, chalos toda Urekike Nazir. Regarding the loaves of a carbon toda offering and the wafers that are brought by a Nazir when he finishes his Naziros, says the Mishnah, Asa'an la'atzmo Potter. If he made them for himself, right, that he's made these breads because he's a Nazir and he's leaving his Naziros and now he has to bring these various loaves, or the person himself was saved from a crazy situation and is bringing them as part of his carbon toda, then he's Potter, then he's exempt from separating challah. Because the bread is considered hektesh, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, essentially, because it's being brought as a karban, which is exempt, which is putter, from challah. However, says the Mishnah, limkor bashuk, but if he's making this bread, and he's baking this bread in order to sell them in the shuk, in the marketplace, and then he's going to give them to either someone who needs to bring carbon todah. He's going to bring them. He's going to sell them to someone who needs to bring this carbon after being a nazir. Chayiv, says the Mishnah. Then if he's making them to sell them in the marketplace, then he's obligated to separate challah from them. Because at the end of the day, as the bartender points out, the seller knows that he might not find any buyers for his breads, and therefore he realizes that he may end up keeping the breads for his own use to eat in his home rather than bringing them as a karban, and therefore the breads are not considered hektesh, they don't belong to the Beis HaMikdash, rather they are subject to challah, they belong to him unless he sells them, and those people will not have to separate challah from it. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. As we discussed previously, if there's less dough than 1 1/4 kav, then you do not separate challah. You don't have an obligation to separate challah for that. The question is going to be, though, if one needed an amount of dough that is obligated in challah, more than 1 1/4 kav, but he really has in mind to divide the dough into portions that are smaller than 1 1/4 kav, what's the halacha? Does he need to separate challah or not? Says the Mishnah, Nachtom she'asa se'or le'challah. If a baker made a type of this dough, a sourdough, that was large enough to have a challah obligation, again, it was above 1 1/4 kav, but he had in mind to divide the dough into little portions, into little sections that are less than 1 1/4 kav, and then to sell those portions to people. What's the halacha? Chayiv b'challah. The halacha is that he's obligated in challah, because at the end of the day, the baker knows that he might not be able to sell these seor, that he might not be able to sell the sourdough to people, and therefore, if this does happen, he's going to have in mind that he's going to bake the dough as one big bread, and therefore it's more than 1 1/4 kav, and therefore he's obligated in challah. Continuing in the Mishnah, Nashim shenosnu lenachtum la'asos lehem so'or. But in a situation where you have, let's say, women who each gave a portion of flour to a baker to make sourdough for them, and what ended up happening was that the baker made one big dough for all of them, and one was large enough, and that's certainly beyond, that's above the 1 1/4 kav of dough. Im ein b'shel achas mehen kashir. The halacha is that if one of the woman's portions was the amount that is obligated in challah, petura min hachala, that if none of their amounts were the 1 1/4 kav, then the dough is exempt from challah. It's not about the total amount, because at the end of the day, each of these women individually owns their own section, and therefore the baker must, in this case, divide the dough in order to return to each woman her portion, and therefore it's not going to be obligated in challah, because each individual portion is less than 1 1/4 kav. Quick review, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav discuss the case of both Me'isa and the case of Chalita, both cases where it starts out being cooked and then it becomes baked. The question is it obligated in separating challah or not? Because it was a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, at least based on the Gemara and Maseches Pesachim. And then the question was regarding the challos, the loaves and the wafers brought by either the someone bringing carbon todah or the wafers brought by a nazir. So we said, are those obligated in challah? So we said that if it was made and baked by himself for his own naziris, for his own carbon todah, then it's hektish. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and it's not obligated in challah. But if it's being sold in the marketplace to other people who need a nazir offering or a carbon todah offering, then he would have to separate challah, because if he doesn't end up selling it, then he's going to eat it regularly, not in the context of hektish, not in the context of a carbon, and then he would be obligated in challah. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Zion discussed the case where you have a baker who had in mind really to sell them in smaller portions, even though he was needing them all together. But we said that he's still obligated in challah, because at the end of the day, if he doesn't sell the smaller pieces of sourdough, he's going to end up combining it together, which is above the 1 1/4 kav sheer amount, and therefore he would be obligated to separate challah for that total amount. Then the Mishnah discussed the case of women who each give the baker their own small little section to bake for them of sourdough. And we said that if all of the smaller portions that the women gave him were less than 1 1/4 kav of dough, then it's not obligated in challah, because at the end of the day, the baker is not going to combine them into one at the end. No, he's going to have to reapportion them and give them out to the women as they deserve and as they own. They each have a smaller portion, therefore it's not going to be obligated in challah there as well. Have a great day.